This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it's from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. As for those who disbelieve and reject my revelations, they will be inmates of the fire eternally. And this verse addresses the consequence of disbelief and rejection of divine guidance. So the first point of reflection is that those who disbelieve in God and reject revelation may appear to be successful in this life, but without a shadow of a doubt, they have failed. So we should not be deluded by the success that we see, the material success that we see around us, that is attached to those people who reject God. Some, not all, but some of those people who reject God, they have all this wealth. We shouldn't be deluded by it, because they will meet the consequence in the next life. Now, the second point of reflection is that the consequence of failure to believe in God and divine scriptures, though not evident to us, we can't see it around us, we should be certain. This is why Allah has revealed this verse. We should be reassured that there will be a consequence. And that consequence is something that none of us want to be a part of, to be put into. Not even for a moment. The third point of reflection is that the result of disbelief and rejection is eternity in hell. Massive. For only 70 years or plus that we live in this life, doing sin, there is an eternity of hell coming if we disbelieve and reject Allah. It may seem disproportionate, but it is not. For if Allah had so willed, even the 70 years, we could also have been in hell. He canceled that. We were in relative paradise in this life. The fact that the consequence is an eternity in hell coming after it, that's for us to reflect, to think. Is that what we want for ourselves? So we need to think beyond this life to what is to come. Of course, nobody has left this life and come back to tell us. But messengers have been sent to human beings with a common message. And Allah gave us the ability to think and to reflect. So, whatever happens to us will be a result of our own decisions. And we cannot blame anyone but ourselves if we find the evil consequence instead of coming back into this life time and time and time again. Or when we die, everybody's the same. We just shift into another plane of existence and whatever else and so on. But instead we find there is heaven and hell, which all the prophets spoke about, sent to all human beings around the world. That common message is there. So, it is for us to reflect and to act according to our common sense and the knowledge which Allah has revealed to us. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.